You're listening to VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Businessman and philanthropist Antonio Pomerleau has died. Pomerleau built an extensive portfolio of properties around Vermont and used his wealth to help many individuals and organizations through charitable giving. Pomerleau was a major influence in Burlington politics for years. He forged an unlikely alliance with Senator Bernie Sanders when Sanders was mayor of Burlington, and he was related by marriage to Senator Patrick Leahy. His wife, Marcelle, is Pomerleau's niece. I spoke to Senator Leahy in his Burlington office and first asked what he'll remember most about the man he called Uncle Tony.
Every member of the family was his member of the family in the sense that the love, the work he did with them. Our grandkids would we'd be on the boat with them in the summer, and they'd spend as much time just going over and kissing Uncle Tony as they were playing, and the smile on his face was so great. But I also, when I was in private practice, I'd represent him on a couple of his deals he's doing, and sometimes some of the lawyers and business people from New York City and all thought, well, we'll take care of the small town guy, and Tony would walk out with the best deal in the contract.
Mm. Well, he was, of course, a major businessman and philanthropist. How did he change the state of Vermont?
Well, two ways I could think. One, of course, the things he did always helped. He got scholarship funds and Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, things he's done with police departments, with towns that otherwise might be ignored, like his own town, Newport. That made a difference. But he also, when he started becoming very wealthy, he had a lot of people tell him, well, you can't stay here. You can't afford to be in this state paying taxes. You can't afford to die here. You got to move to Florida. And he had a large place in Florida. He went to, mostly his kids used it. He could have easily used that as a resident. He said, I made my money in Vermont. I'll pay my taxes in Vermont. He also said, even though I was a Democrat, I married into the family, so I'm part of the family.
Right. Well, I wanted to ask you about that. You're, of course, related to him by marriage. He was your wife's uncle, and I wonder, was that a useful connection to you when you first ran for the Senate?
I don't know. You know, nobody believed I could win. Nobody under 50, since the popular election of senators, nobody under 50 had been elected. No Democrat had ever been elected. No Catholic had been elected. And usually people got elected and had to have held statewide office. So when I announced that I was a 33-year-old county prosecutor, state's attorney, Chittenden County, most people said, okay, kid, that's nice, fine. You can have the nomination. Nobody wants it. Tony and my father-in-law both came by the house right after I announced it and said, you know, it's a 100 chance that the way you work, you could win. And always supportive all the way through.
Even as a Republican.
Even as a Republican. One time somebody ran against me and Tony had supported this person for another office, a major office. But he came to Tony and said, look, I need your help. You got to be my finance chairman and all to run against Senator Leahy. I can give you seven bills that he's voted for that are contrary to your interests. Tony said, seven? Heck, I can give you a dozen. But he said, do you think I'm going to go to any one of our family gatherings and look at Marcel and say, I supported somebody other than Pat, besides which, he's honest. I like him. That kind of felt good.
Finally, in a few words, what is Tony Pomerleau's legacy?
You know, it's a French-Canadian immigrant family, comes into Vermont, and he became more of a Vermonter than most people born here. And he did extremely well, raised a family, a couple of personal tragedies in that family. He never forgot Vermont. And as he became wealthy, I don't know anybody who has given back more to Vermont.
Senator Patrick Leahy, my condolences to your family, and thank you so much.
Well, we were fortunate to have had him as long as we did.